46b2, right?
46b2, Mem Vav Amid Beis, in the middle of the page.
Yeah.
Okay. The Gemara is in the middle of discussing over. The Mishnah said it then before, that the father merits, gets the kedushin of his daughter, whether it's Kesef, Shtar, or Bia, and whatever the girl finds, whatever she makes a living from, belongs to the father, he can get her get. Okay, that's all these various things. So the Gemara asked the question at the beginning of the Gemara, how do we know that the father gets the money? Like by Kedushin. Or how do we know all these things? So the Gemara learned one pasuk, the Gemara is really in the middle of asking, how do we know that what the girl gets belongs to the father? Okay? So in fact, the Gemara says like this. This is where we're up to now. V'alohoda amir avon. Mamish middle of the page. Okay? Memvav amir beis, in the middle of the page. So Gemara says like this. V'alohoda amir avon amir av. This is Rav Huna said in the name of Rav. Minayin shemaisa abas lavia. Where do we learn out in the Torah that whatever a girl makes and earns for a living goes to the father? Where do we know that in the Chumash? Shenama, because it says, the Torah says that if a father sells his daughter as a maidservant, right? So it says, Ma ama maisa dal rabba, just like by a servant. So what does the Torah say? A father can sell his daughter as a maidservant. So we're likening daughter to maidservant. Just like when a maidservant works, who gets the money? The master. Avbas, Maisia Dalavia. It's the same thing. Whatever a girl earns also belongs to the father, because he's the girl's master. Right? The Torah says, if a man sells his daughter as a maidservant. So we're likening the dinam of a daughter to a maidservant. Now, when a maidservant works, who gets the money? The master. So therefore, when the girl works, the father gets it. He's her master. So now the question is, Lomali, why do I need Rav Huna in the name of Rav, to learn it out, that's how we know that whatever a girl makes belongs to the father? The Gemara just quoted another pasuk, another opinion that we learned out from the pasuk, Bin Oreha Beis Aviyah. What does it say there? In her youth, Beis Aviyah, which means the girl, the Naira, Beis Aviyah, belongs to the father. So why does he need to learn out all this from the pasuk, ki yim kerishas bito la'ama, that whatever a girl makes goes to the father, just like the maidservants, money goes to the master? Why can't he learn out from the pasuk that says, bin oreha, beis aviyah? The Gemara quoted that pasuk before to teach us, bin oreha, beis aviyah, that whatever bin oreha, when she's a naira, beis aviyah, belongs to the father. So the Gemara says, ahu ba'faris and daughter modichsev. That pasuk is speaking, if a girl makes a vow, the father can nullify the vow. The pasuk bin oreha beis aviyah is not speaking about financial things. It speaks about if a woman makes a vow, the husband can nullify the vow, right? Then the pasuk says, what happens if the girl's still by the father? So the father has a right to nullify the vow. So Gemara says, bin oreha beis aviyah teaches us that the father can nullify the girl's vow. So you can't learn out that the father gets the money of what the girl does. Bin oreha beis aviyah, all the pasuk is teaching us, the father can nullify the daughter's oath. Right? That means he has control over the daughter's oath. How do you know he has control over her money?
You cannot learn two things from one pasuk?
One sec. No, the Gemara says, why does he have to, according to he learn out from the pasuk, ki yim kadishas bitei la'ama, teaches us that whatever the girl makes goes to the father, like by the maid. The Gemara says, why do I need that pasuk? There's another pasuk that says clearly, bin oreha beis aviyah, that whatever she hears in the naira belongs beis aviyah. So the Gemara says, no, because that refers to hataras nedarim. So the Gemara says, that refers to hataras nedarim. So now the Gemara continues and says like this, v'chi teima nalef minei. Okay, let's learn out from nedarim that if I nedded, the father can nullify it, so the money goes to the father. Well, let's compare the two cases. The Gemara says he can't. Because mamayna mi isura le'alfinan. There's a rule in the Gemara. You can't learn out monetary things from things which are mutter or asir. Right? Meaning like this. What do we learn out from the nedarim? That the father has control over his daughter's neder. That's not money. That's isur and heter. What's allowed, what's not allowed. Right? There's a rule in Shas. You can't learn out money dinim from isur dinim. Because it's two different worlds. You can learn out money from money. You can learn out isur from isur. But you can't learn out that because the father can nullify the vows, so therefore he controls the money too. One is isur and heter, allowed and not allowed, and one is money. You can't learn out one from the next. And then the Gemara says, okay, let's learn it out from a different case. Remember when the guy violates the daughter, who gets the money? The father. So let's learn out from there that whenever a girl works, the money also belongs to the father. Right? So let's learn it out from the din of a knas, that when the guy violates the girl, he has to pay the father the 100 shekel. Yeah? So let's learn out from that pasuk. It's also money. Right? It's also money. He has to pay 100 shekel. Who does the violator of the girl pay the money to? To the father. So let's learn out from there that any money the girl makes goes to the father. So Gemara says he also can't. Because mamayna miknasa le'alfinan. He can't learn out monetary laws from the din of knas. Meaning like this. There are different rules in Torah. Okay? You can't learn out apples from oranges. You can learn out apples from apples, and you can learn out oranges from oranges. Okay? Isur and heter has one din, one concept. Money has another concept. Even in money, there's two things. There's money payment, and there's money knas. Right? Again, just to give you a simple example, yeah? We learned already in the Gemara, anytime there's a knas, and the guy is made the b'knas, he admits, he doesn't have to pay. A guy steals. You have to pay double. Right? What happens if he comes to Bezin before he's caught and says he stole? He doesn't pay double. Correct? Because the knas, you don't pay based on yourself. Because by knas, the Torah uses the pasuk, Ashe Yashion Elokim, that Bezin will make you pay. Which implies if you make yourself pay, there's no knas. Yeah? But money, if I admit I broke your window, I still have to pay the money. Right? You can't, so you see, mamon has one din, knas has another din, iser has another din. So, the Gemara says like this, the way Rav Huna, the name of Rav says, how do we know that if a girl makes money, it goes to the father? So he says, we learn it out from a pasuk, by Ami Evriya, if the father sells his daughter as an Amma. So therefore we liken daughter to Amma, just like maid servant, the master gets the money, the girl, the father gets the money. Correct? So Gemara says, why do we need that pasuk? Learn it out from another pasuk, Binura Beisaviya, that the father can nullify the vows. So Gemara says, no, that's by vows. Isn't that? So Gemara says, okay, let's learn it out. You can't. Because you can't learn out money from Isser. And Isser from money, by the way. So Gemara says, okay, I'll show you. Let's learn out from another case of money. The guy seduces the girl. He has to pay the father $100. Who gets the money? The father, even though the girl is violated. Yet the father gets the money. So let's learn out from there that any time a girl makes money, it goes to the father. So why do I need the pasuk ki yimkir ishes bitu lama? So Gemara says, no, you can't learn out from that pasuk. Because that's knas, and you can't learn out from knas. Okay? So Gemara's trying another case. And this is like very simple. When the guy seduces a girl, in addition to the fine, we learned before in the Gemara, he has to pay embarrassment.
I think so.
Yeah, and pgam. He blemishes the girl. He makes her worth less. Not worthless. Worth less than before. Yeah? That's money. Shame is not knas. You shame a person by that she was raped. That's an embarrassment for her. That's not fine. Right? But that's money. Who gets that money? The father. So let's learn out from that, just like by Bayishas and Begam, which is monetary, not Knas, not Isser, it's money. The father gets the money. Let's learn out from there, that every case, the father gets the money. So why do I need the Pasik? Ki Yimker Isher's Bite La'oma, to tell me that we learn out that the father gets the money.
Why are you going there to this Pasik all the time?
Which Pasik?
Bin Urabi refuted with the
Ben Rabbi Sabir, the Gemara says, refers to Isser and Heter.
So the same thing, the pasuk you just quoted, we also refute that.
Which one? Yeah.
So why are you going?
No, so the Gemara says, so where do we learn it out from?
We need something.
Yeah, but the Gemara's question is, why can't you learn it out from Beishas Vagam? Over there it also goes to the father. Right? Why can't we learn out from there that everything a girl makes goes to the father? So Gemara says, El Mistabin, a logic is like this. It's like this. Mistabin, the logic is like this. Chimamait Rachmana, when does the Torah exclude the rights of the father, is Yitzia, by departure, I'll explain in a second. The Kavosei, it likens similar things of the departure. Meaning like this. We said before that none of the... I should skip something. So Gemara says, and now if you can say, let's learn out for Beishas Begam. So Gemara says, you can't learn out Beishas Begam. Shani Beishas Begam... You know what? The father also gets embarrassed. That his daughter was raped, young daughter was raped, is an embarrassment for the father.
So what?
So maybe that's why he gets the money. But how do you know, in a normal case where a girl makes money, that the father has no connection to it, where do we learn it out from? Okay? So the bottom line is, where do we know that the father gets the stuff of the girl by Kedushin? Okay? So before, in the Gemara that we learned last week, the Gemara started off by saying, how do we know the father gets the Kesef of Kedushin? Right? Those, the Mishnah said, if a guy gives Kedushin to a girl, right, the father gets the money. So it says where? Because by Amma it says, V'yotze chinam ein kasef. If she goes out after 6 years, right? Or she reaches puberty before the 6 years, Am Ivriya, right? So the din is, she goes out without money. Meaning she doesn't have to give the master anything. Okay? So it says, V'yotze chinam ein kasef. The Gemara says, there's no money to this master when she leaves him. But when she leaves the father, meaning she becomes 12, there is money. That was the source the Gemara said before, that how do I know that when a father marries off his daughter, and he does Kedushin, he keeps the money. Why shouldn't the girl keep the money? So it says, we learn it out like this. Because by Amma Ivriya, when a girl is sold as a slave, yeah? She goes out either after 6 years, or when she reaches, she becomes a gedela, puberty. Now what happens, just to give an example, they paid $600 for the girl. So this is $100 a year. Okay? Now, after 3 years, the girl reached puberty. So the pasuk says, you might think that he has to give her $300 because she only worked half the time. So it says, chinam ain't kosef. She goes out free without money. Now, chinam is free, ain't kosef is free. Right? Yeah? Double negative makes it positive. That means the Torah says like this, chinam, which already means no money. She goes out free. Free means no money. Then the Torah says ain't kosef. So, ain't kesef is extra. So, the Gemara learned, Ein kesef, for this master is no money. But a different master, when she leaves, meaning if she leaves the domain of her father to get married, then there is money. And who gets it? The father. So Gemara says like this. When the Torah excludes from Oma going out, it's Yitzia de Kavase Kamamayit. It's a similar type of departure from a girl. Okay? Now, which means that when a girl leaves the master, there is no money at all to this master. But when the girl leaves the father, then there is money. Okay. So you might say, but vahole damye, hayitziya lahayitziya. But there's no, you can't compare the, what is the Gemara comparing? A girl leaving the master to a girl leaving the father. Yeah? Therefore, there's similar departures. The girl is leaving her master from being a slave, and this girl is leaving the father's domain because she's getting married. So we say, okay, similar departures, but the Torah says, this Amma, there's no money, but by the father, there is money. So we say, but they're not similar departures. Why aren't they similar departures? Because Hasam Gabe Odin, by a girl and the master, Nafkale Meshuse Lagamri. She's finished with the master completely. She has nothing to do with him anymore. Correct? But when a girl has Kedushin, she didn't leave the father yet. When does she leave the father? When she gets married. Chuppah. Right? When the girl goes out of the master, she's out completely. So we want to say, when a girl leaves her father by Kedushin, right, then the father gets the money. But it's not similar. She's not leaving the father completely, because she's not married yet. She only has Kedushin. When does she leave the father? When she has Chuppah. Kedushin, she's still connected to the father. So how can you learn out one from the next? But Yitzia Av, when the girl leaves the father, Akati Mechasir Mesira L'Chuppah. Right? So how can we learn out from Amma that when a girl goes out of the father, that there is money, versus when the girl, it's a different departure. Here the girl's leaving completely, and here the girl's not leaving completely. So how can we learn out one from the next? So Gemara said like this, because when by Kedushin, the girl does leave the father. Where do you see a girl leaves the father by Kedushin? So Gemara says like this. Ma'afaris nedona mia nafke l'meshusei. One, if she get, as far as nedonim go, nullifying the vows, she leaves the father's domain. Why? The Tanan, Naira Murasa, a girl that had Kedushin, who's 12, Avia Ubaila mefira nedona, both have to nullify the vows. The father can't do it himself. The husband can't do it himself. Meaning like this. Before the girl has Kedushin, who nullifies the vows? Only the father. After she gets married, who nullifies the vows? Only the husband. From Kedushin to wedding, both must do it. Which means, she left already the father. Because now the husband also has to nullify the vow.
Not completely. So the answer is not completely. The question was, is not completely.
So therefore, in that respect, it's similar to Amma Ivriya. No. That the father doesn't have the sole jurisdiction.
But Amma Ivriya, completely is gone after. By Amma Ivriya, completely is gone, no connection.
Yeah, and here's also no connection. She needs the husband to be...
she needs a father too.
And, right.
So it's not complete.
But as far as, in this respect of Afaris and Dorim, she's not controlled at all completely by the father. You're right. You're right. The point is she still has a little bit.
I'm shy of course. I also still have a problem of how can you learn from the Isura? The moment, this is talking about the Isura still, no?
No, but you're right. But we're not learning out the din of who gets the money. the concept of leaving the father's domain, that's what Afaris Nedarim teaches us. We're not learning out money from Issur. We're learning out a girl leaving her father's domain. When is that? See, by Kedushin, she already is out. He doesn't have the sole control over it. He doesn't have the only control. So there's both things together. Taisus says they could have picked another thing that she leaves the husband's domain. If a father, if the girl is Bas Koyen, single girl Bas Koyen eats Truma. Right? If she gets engaged to a Kedushin, I mean, to Yisrael, she doesn't eat Truma anymore.
Gemara didn't use that.
Taisus says, Hachanami, the Gemara could have said it.
Unless she goes back to the father's side with that kid.
No, but in other words, by the way, it's over there. It's an interesting reason. Why doesn't she? She's not married to the guy yet. We're afraid she's going to give her chosin, her, well, not husband yet, but her kedushin guy, truma, which is not allowed.
No, she gives him more food.
Huh?
Gives him more grain and everything else like that, right? Before they match, she gets married to him.
Fattens him up, yeah.
Huh?
Fattens him up.
Fattens him up, yeah.
Okay, so now the Gemara came to the answer. The Gemara explained din number one in the Mishnah. That when the father does Kedushin for the daughter, the father gets the money. Where do we learn it out from? Yotzeh Chinam and Kosef. There's no money by this master, but by the father there is money, right? By the way, there's nothing to do with what we learned before today, that what Rav Huna Merav says, because that the money goes to the father, because it says Kiyim Kedusha is Bitei Lama. That's a separate din. That's a monetary din. Here the Gemara's question is, well, how do we know by Kedushin the money goes to the father? Okay? That's what the Gemara learned. Now the Gemara says like this, Shtar Ubiya Minolan. How do we know that the father could force to get the Kedushin document or to grant her Kedushin through Biya? Right? How do we know that? So the Gemara says, "Amar v'ha'isa li'shacher iske shavoyis adadi." We liken all kedushins to one another. In other words, like this: because by kedushin we learn out that because she's leaving the father's domain, she gets the money. Unlike Amma, who doesn't get the money, the master doesn't get the money. This master gets money. Once we know that one type of kedushin, the father's in control, we learn out the other two. Kedushin, Shtar, and Bia, that the father is also in control. Does we learn out the father is completely in control?
Are we on 46B4?
46B4, about to start 47.
A1.
Okay, then the Mishnah says, Zakeh b'mitziyasa. Right? If she finds a mitziyah, the father keeps it. Gemara says, why? Mishum Eva. Because of, it literally means hatred.
Who's hatred? The father?
Huh?
Who's hatred?
The father's gonna hate the girl.
If she keeps
the meaning like this. We learned, no, not here. We learned in Halacha, in the Dinim of Tzedakah, technically, a father is not obligated to support a kid over six. Not that the parents wouldn't, but halachically, you can't force the father to do it. So now what happens if this 10-year-old girl, yeah, is going to find a mitzvah, and the father's going to say, oh, that's very nice, give it to me. And the girl says, no, it's mine, because that's what that would be the halacha, let's say, that she can keep it. What's the father going to do? He's going to get angry at his daughter and say, you know what? I'm not supporting you anymore. And he has a right to do it, halachically. So therefore, the Chum said, we don't want that to happen. So therefore, because he supports the kid, we don't want the father stopping to support the kid, because that's what's going to happen. So we said, you know what, the thing goes to the father.
But she's making her own money.
Yeah.
But if she's making her own money, why is she giving it to him for? For the father? Why is that?
Because he supports her.
But she has her own money.
So what? That's what happens today. Everybody has their own money, so they're spoiled. Years ago, it was under control.
You know?
To see, that's the way Rashi learns. That Rashi learns that the father will stop supporting her. Yeah? Taisa says another thing. If the father gets angry at her, he can marry her off to a despicable, sick guy. But just a sickly guy. The father can marry off his daughter to whoever he wants, right? So this is the way the Re learns in Taisus. Rashi learns, what's the Ave over here? Ave literally means hatred, right? What's the hatred? The father's going to get angry at her because he says, okay, I won't support you. Taisus says, no. He learns that the Ava is, well, what are Chum afraid of? If the father gets angry at the girl, he says, okay, I'm going to take revenge on you. I'm going to marry you off to this yokel that's ugly and sick and tough luck. So Chum said, Nando, it's a takonas Chum.
Why till 6 years old the father is mechuyav to, or not anymore?
Well, nowadays it's different. But that's what the halacha says. Over, under six, you don't have to.
After 6, he has to go work to make it all.
Yep. Yep. See, there's a Mishnah Bar Metzia, Taisus quotes over here also. In the French, Steinbergson says like this, Metzia's b'nei obita ektanim, belong to the father. Metzia's b'nei obita hagdolim, belong to themselves. But there's an argument in the Gemara over there, in Bar Metzia, what does gadol and katan mean? Does it mean under Bar Mitzvah is katan, over Bar Mitzvah is gadol? Or does it mean something else? If the father supports them, they're called katan. If they're on their own, they're called gadol. Okay? But again, it's the same concept. Because the father supports them, the chachamim say belongs to the father. Yep. Okay, now the Gemara is going back to what was just brought down before in the Gemara. In the Mishnah it also says, Maisi Yodeha, that whatever the girl earns, goes to the father, right? A Naira. Tula Begeris. So Gemara says, Minolan. So Gemara just quoted what we just quoted before. The Amar Avun, Amar Rav, Ravuna said the name of Rav, Minayin Shamai Sabaslov. How do we know that whatever a girl makes belongs to the father? Shenamer, because it says in the Pasuk, Kiyim Kereshes Bita La'amo. We just learned, if a guy will sell his daughter as a maidservant, therefore we liken Bita, we liken the daughter to an Amma. Ma Amma, Maisir Del Rabba, just like by a maidservant. When she works for a master, who keeps what she finds? The master does. Ba'avbas, ma'isi yadal aviyah. The same thing, a girl, whatever she makes goes to the father. Okay? Yeah? Now, we just had this in the Gemara. Now, at what age can a father sell a girl to?
12.
From 12 to 12 and a half, he can't. Okay? So Gemara says, that's only ektana. How do you know a naira? What did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah says, Ha'avzaki bebite, Rashi says, bebite, katnus ubenairus. Okay, our Mishnah says it then, a father, if she's under bat mitzvah, or from 12 to 12 and a half, who gets the money? The father. Right? So the Gemara said, where do we know it from? So the Gemara learns, because it does say he sells his daughter for a slave, therefore, whatever she works goes to the master. The same thing, whatever the girl gets, it belongs to the father. But the Gemara says, he can only sell her when she's a ktana. How do we know that a girl who is a naira, the father gets the money? No, 1 second. No, you can't. Because that's iser Remember, the Gemara said that before. The Gemara said one's mom and one's Yisin. So Gemara says, maybe that's only a ktana. The matzim mazman lay that the father is allowed to sell her. Avonaido the lay matzim mazman, but a girl who's 12, the father is not allowed to sell. So how do you know, maybe her money belongs to her. If you're learning out from the ability of the father to sell the girl, the father could only sell a girl until she's 12. Once she's 12 to 12 and a half, the father can't sell her. Right? That's the halach. The Torah says only until she's 12. So maybe from 12 to 12 and a half she keeps the money. So Gemara says no. Mistabra aviyah. It's a logic that it belongs to the father. Why? What's the logic? Isal kadai tachmaisi adeha. Labda aviyahi, if you're going to tell me that she works doesn't belong to the father, right? Then there's going to be a problem. The father can give his daughter to the chuppah, right? Even a full marriage. How can the father give over the girl to the chuppah? He's making her idle during the time of the chuppah. She can't make a living. Like this. The father can marry off his daughter. Marrying off a daughter doesn't only mean kedushin. It means chuposa. Yeah? Now, if the father controls her money, then the father can say, you can go to the chuppah. Chuppah takes an hour. Yeah? Say. Chuppah takes an hour. If the girl gets her money as a naira, how could a father force her to go to chuppies, taking away her money? She could have worked that hour and made $10. What right does the father have to steal her $10 that she could have earned and made her go to the chuppah? He can't do that. The fact that the Torah gives the right to the father that he can give his daughter over for chuppah, even though she might be missing work, shows that he controls her work. The money of the work. Because if he doesn't control the money of the work, and the girl controls it, how could the father force his daughter to go to chuppah when she's going to be losing money?
But she's going to make more money when she gets married, at least the same or more.
But still, she said, I don't want to lose this hour of work. And the mother's going to ask, okay, the father will say, I'll give you that money. Still no good. In other words, like this, we know in the Torah, when the Torah says, the father has a right to say, as biti nasati lishavzer, I gave my daughter to this guy. It's not only kedushin. Kedushin, you're not giving him to the guy. Right? So you need kedushin and chuppah. Both. Correct? That's kedushin. So now the Gemara says like this. If the father gets the money of a naira, now I understand why he could force her to go to the chuppah. I shall be losing work, but it's the father's money, not hers. Because he gets the money. But if you say she gets the money, how could a father force his daughter to go to chuppah and waste time? So therefore, logically, Marcel, we must say that the money goes to the father, even by a naira. The fact that he can make his daughter go to chuppah instead of working, right, shows that the father controls her money that she makes. Because if she controls the money she makes, how can the father force her to go to chuppah and lose money?
Didn't we say when she gets married, she goes out of her father?
Yeah, but until then. We're talking about...
After chuppah.
No. 1 second. If a 10-year-old girl gets married, yeah, once the chuppah comes, the father's out. No more father. As far as these things, he died. Okay? Right? But Naira, from 12 to 12 and a half, right? The father could do Kedushin for her. And the Torah says, Biti Nasati Lishazeh, means even, give her, bring her to Chuppah. That means the father controls that ability to do Chuppah. But the Torah can't give a father an ability, if it's her money, that he should make her lose money? That doesn't make sense. How could the Torah do that? The fact that the Torah says he could force his 12-year-old daughter to go to the chuppah shows that he controls her money, and that's why he could say, I want you to go to the chuppah instead of working. Because the father controls it.
Only that hour after the getting married,
right.
He's not controlling anymore.
So Gemara says, "Parach Rav Achoy, Emet Yovlech Is Kapikato." Maybe the father will give her the compensation for the work. Or Nami, the Gemara says, "The Masale Balaila," he'll make her do a chup at night when there's no work, so he's not making her lose money. Inami Masale B'Shabbosus V'Yomim Tevim, he'll make. Maybe he'll make her get mitzvah and married on Shabbos and Yom Tov. It says obviously not Shabbos and Yom Tov. It means in Tosfos Shabbos, the little bit before Shabbos where she can't work, but it's not Shabbos that she can get married. So we still don't know.
We don't know what?
We don't know how in Naira, because Gemara asked the question what we said before. And the logic. So now we're back to we're back to the Gemara's question. A girl from 12 to 12 and a half, when she works, the father gets the money. Where do we learn it out from? You can't say we learn it out because the father can make her go to the chuppah, he's going to pay. He said no, because then maybe the father will say, okay, I'll pay you the money. Or make her get married at night when there's no work. Okay, so what's the source that a girl from 12 to 12 and a half, the money goes to the father? A girl under 12, I know. If the father can sell her as a slave, right? And we liken the slave to daughter, just like the slave, the money goes to the master, the daughter, the money goes to the father. That makes sense. But the Gemara's question was a Naira from 12 to 12 and a half. That the father cannot sell her. The father's not allowed to sell a 12-year-old girl. How do we know that the money she makes belongs to the father? Maybe it belongs to her. Okay? So the Gemara says like this. Ella, Ktana li tzricha kro. We don't need a... Where do we learn out that the Ktana's money, okay, the girl goes to the father? Because we learn it out from Amma Ivriya. That if Amma, we liken the girl to the Amma, right? Just like the Amma, the money goes to the master. The girl, the money goes to the father. Yeah? So Gemara says maybe that's only by a Ktana, when the father could sell her, right? So Gemara says no, for a Ktana I don't need a Pasik. So therefore, if I don't need a Pasik when she's a Ktana, what is the Pasik teaching me? That when she's a Naira, the money goes to the father too. Let's see that and explain it. Ktana li tzrichin kro. I don't have pasuk to teach me that a girl's earnings under bas mitzvah belongs to the father. I don't need a pasuk for that. Why? Hashda zivunim bezabin lo. If the father can sell her as a slave, that means he controls her body. Maisi adam mi boy. I need a pasuk to tell me he keeps her money. He can sell her body as a slave. I need a pasuk to tell me he can keep her money. Meaning like this. The Gemara is very simple. The Gemara said before, how do we know this? That a girl's workings belong to the father. So the Gemara said like this. It says in the pasuk, ki yim karish has bitei la amma. Okay? A guy sells his daughter as an amma, as a slave. So we liken, the Torah says, daughter to amma. Just like when the amma works, he goes not to her, to the master. Girl works, goes to the master. Who's the master? The father. Okay? But the Gemara said, maybe that's only by Ktana. How do you know the pasuk is teaching us by Naira? Because the father can't sell her. So Gemara says, for a ketana, I don't need a pasuk to tell me. Ki yimkir ish es bito la'oma, to tell me that a ketana's money goes to the father. I don't need a pasuk for that. Because if the father can sell her as a slave, her money for sure he can keep. So what is the pasuk ki yimkir ish es bito la'oma, which is extra teaching me? It teaches me even a naira, who the father can't sell, because she's over bas mitzvah, yeah? Her money goes to the father. Just like Amma, the money goes to the master, Naira, the money goes to the father. The Gemara thought that pasuk is only speaking by a ketana, because only a ketana can the father sell. But the Gemara says, I don't need a pasuk to tell me a ketana, the father keeps the money. Right? Because that's obvious. If he could sell it as a slave, he for sure keeps the money.
How do we know that after the girl is bat mitzvah, after 2.5, but not married?
She's out of the father anyway.
Yeah?
Yeah.
We have a pasuk for that, or we know it?
No, because the Torah only tells us bin oreha, beis aviha. Bin oreha, when she's a naira. In other words, like this, just to get the cheshbon straight over here. A girl under bas mitzvah is completely under the father's jurisdiction. He can marry her off. He could sell her as a slave. Whatever she gets definitely belongs to him. That's a given. That changes if a girl gets married. Ktana. A girl under 12, the father marries her off, she can't marry herself off. The father marries herself off, as soon as she goes to the chuppah, father's out. Okay? A girl that's not married or kedushin by the father, now she reaches 12. Okay? She's a gdela, obligated in all mitzvahs. From 12 to 12 and a half, he's still under the jurisdiction of the father. Yeah? 12 and a half. Now, obviously, if she gets married, father's gone anyway. A girl doesn't get married. She's 12 and a half. She's completely on her own. The father cannot marry her off. Whatever she makes belongs to her, unless if you learn like the Mishnah Bab Metzia that says that what is katan and gadol mean, supporting and not supporting. Which is an argument in the Gemara, two opinions in the Gemara. When the Mishnah says that the Metzia of a big boy or girl goes to themselves, and the Metzia of a little boy or girl goes to the father, right? There's two opinions. Bab Metzia, what does it mean? Big and small years? Or big and small supported or not supported? Which means, if you learn it means supported, that means a 15-year-old girl who's supported by the father, and she finds a Metzia in the street, according to that interpretation of the Mishnah there, the father would get it because he supports it. He supports her. And again, it's rabbinic. Chachamim said, if your father supports you, it's only right that whatever you make goes to him. But otherwise, halachically, biblically, a girl 12 and a half leaves the father's control completely. Even if she's not married.
The bar mitzvah boy will learn from the, like, Yaakov's son.
Well, whoever. Allah mishmiz, whatever.
So, but by the girl, where do we learn? The Torah doesn't say explicitly.
So the Gemara says, because Bina Yaseira Nitna Be'isha Yaseh Be'ish. Because a woman has greater understanding than a man, meaning she matures younger. So Gemara says, if a boy matures at 13, a girl matures at 12. So it's basically halacha mishum Sinai. But the boy that we learn now from the pasuk or halacha mishum Sinai, whatever it may be. But the girl, the Gemara says, is because it's an extra. She's smarter. More, I mean, not smart, mature. So therefore, she matures she's bas mitzvah a year earlier.
And this chiluk that 12 and 12 have an
arrow. Oh, does not exist by a boy.
No. Or where do we learn this? That
halacha mishum Sinai. Yeah.
But the Torah says bin hureha.
Beis Avia. Yeah.
The na'ar doesn't mean kosher.
A little bit more.
And when the Torah said na'ar doesn't mean kosher, that's why it's no. referring to
na'ar.
Right.
Na'ar is a na'ar. Even though we find the Torah uses the expression naida, even by a girl under bas mitzvah, yeah. When Eliezer went to find the shidduch for Rivka,
oh, yeah.
And he said, "Let me go," so he said, "V'nishalas nikra l'naida v'nishalas pia." They call it naida, even though according to Rashi she was three.
Yeah. Why behind
that? Before Matan Taita, she was called a naida. By the way, Tesis holds she was 13. Not like Rashi, that she was 3. According to Tesis in the Gemara, Tesis says she wasn't 3. But even according to Rashi, she called but in Halacha, after Matan Teira, Naira is 12 to 12 and a half. It's interesting. By a girl, there's 3 stages. Tana, Naira, Begeref. By a boy, Katan, Gadol. That's it.
Simple.
Okay, now the Gemara starts in Nugamadam. Bafaris Nzoreha. How do we know that a father can nullify the daughter's vows? Okay? So the Gemara says clearly, I'm very used to one liner. Minolon. It says, Binurah, Beisavio.
Yeah,
Pasuk says, how do you know? Okay. Now the Gemara says, the Mishnah said, Mikabel is Gita. The father receives the get. Okay? Now, in the Mishnah, it's interesting, in the Mishnah, when it says Mekabel is Gita, it's only before marriage. After Kedushin, before marriage. It's important to understand this now in the Gemara. That's what Rashi learned before. Mekabel is Gita. Uh-huh. Rashi says, Im Nisgashim in the Edison, before she became a Begeris. But if she was a Begeris or married, remember the father's out. If a girl gets, let's get it straight. You have Kedushin, and then you have Chuppah, right? If they break up after Kedushin, they need a get. Correct? She's not married yet. But she had Kedushin. So she's forbidden for the world. Remember we learned. Kedushin forbids the woman for everybody else. By the way, including the husband. Marriage allows it to be with the husband. Right? But Kedushin, she can't live with the husband until she has Chuppah. So from Kedushin to marriage to Chuppah, which now is done, Mamish, at the same time under the Chuppah, right? She's under the father's domain. Now, what happens if the husband gives her a get? Who gets the get?
The father.
What happens, though, if now she's 12 and a half?
Girl gets
even Kedushin. Only Kedushin, but she turned 12 and a half. Who gets it?
The girl.
The girl. Or if she was married, and then the guy divorced?
The girl.
In other words, like we just said, once a girl gets married, any age. 10-year-old girl gets married by the father. Once she's married in Chuppah, goodbye father.
The father doesn't get the get?
Nothing. She gets it. She gets the get. Or if she turned 12 and a half. Okay? So therefore, when the Mishnah says, and this is what Rashi explains in the Mishnah, that when the Mishnah says that if a Tana or Naira gets divorced, the father takes the get. So what case are we speaking about? We said only from Kedusha. Okay, so Gemara says, well, Mekabel is Gita Minolan. How do I know the father gets the get? Maybe the girl gets the get. So the Gemara says like this. The Pasuk, in the same Pasuk, by the way, this is a very interesting concept. When the Pasuk speaks about Gittin and Kedushin, yeah, the Pasuk says like this. Ki yikach ish isha. A guy marries a woman, and he doesn't like her. V'kosel lo sefer krisis. He writes her a get. V'yotzim mibesei. She leaves his house. V'holcha v'haysel ishacher. And then she becomes married to somebody else. Okay? So in one pasuk, the Torah says, marriage and divorce. Rather, divorce and marriage. Right? In one pasuk. Therefore, we liken in many, many dinim, gittin and kedushin together. Now, if the father is the one that gets the kedushin from the girl when she's a ketana, right? Many. Or a naira, so therefore, who gets the get?
Father.
The one that got the kedushin. That's what the Gemara says. Minolon, because it says, v'yatzeva haisa, she left the first husband, married somebody else. Iskish yitzia, we like and get to havia, to becoming married. Therefore, just like the father is the one that accepts her kedushin, the father accepts her get also. If she's ktana or naira and not married, just kedushin. Okay. Then it says like this. Ve'eina eichel peiris b'chayeho. Okay? This is another din that the Mishnah said. The Mishnah said a din like this. Eina eichel peiris b'chayeho. The father does not consume the produce of the property in her lifetime. We explained in the Mishnah like this. What happens if a girl inherits property from her mother? The girl's mother had property, right? That the girl inherited from her, the mother inherited it from her husband. And now the mother died and the girl's the only, so the girl gets it, yeah? Now, the father is not allowed to eat the produce of that field. Okay?
After the wife died, he doesn't get any Yerusha, the husband?
If the daughter dies, then the father gets it.
No, we think the mother died and he has a Yerusha to the daughter, right?
Whatever way she got it from the father's family. But the grandfather gave it to her as a present that only she has it. Whatever the story is. The girl has money.
Okay.
A field. Okay? The father cannot eat the produce of that field. Okay? So that's what the Mishnah says. Ve'eina eichel peiris b'chayeho. As long as the girl is alive, the father cannot eat the fruits. What does it mean alive? If the girl died, then the father gets it all. Okay? So Tan Rabbanon, it sounds like this. Ha'av eina eichel peiris b'chaye bitei. A father cannot eat the fruits of the daughter's field while the daughter's alive. Which you just said in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yesi b'Rab Yuda Eimer, the father could eat the fruits. So obviously, it's an argument, right? Our Mishnah says they could. I mean, the father doesn't, which is the first opinion. That's the Chachamim hold. But Rabbi Yesi Rabbi Yehuda says, right? Rabbi Yesi, the son of Rabbi Yehuda, says, no, the father could eat the fruits.
But that's not in our Mishnah, no. Somewhere else, right?
Huh?
Somewhere else?
What? Yeah, that's in the prices somewhere.
I can say against Tanaim?
Yeah, it's a Tana.
Oh, they're Tana?
Sure, it's a Braisa.
Oh.
Yeah, the Braisa is a Tana.
Okay.
Tana Kama. No, Tana Kama is a Chachamim here, that the father can't eat the fruits. The Braisa Rabbi Yudah says they could eat the fruits.
Okay?
So now the Gemara says, what's the argument? Why does one opinion say the father cannot eat the fruits, and the other opinion says the father could eat the fruits? What's the argument? So he says like this. Tanakama Sava, the Tanakama, the first opinion that says he cannot, is like this. Bishlaim Abal, okay, I understand, because the Mishnah is going to say in a minute, the husband, though, does eat her fruits. Even though the field belongs to her, right? When she gets married, the husband could eat the fruits. The father not, and the husband is better than the father, the Mishnah said that he could eat the fruits. So he says like this. Bishlaim Abal, Tkinele Rabbanim Peid, I understand like this. The husband, the Chachamim said he could eat the fruit. Why? Dimkein mimne v'le parikla. He'll never redeem his wife if she was captured. No. Believe it or not, one of the obligations.
Well, if he's not supporting her financially, he doesn't have to redeem her?
Well, that's, he won't. Meaning like this. One of the obligations, it's in the untexted ksuba. Okay, the obligations of a husband to a wife is he has to heal her, feed her, take care of her. One of the obligations is, if she gets captured, he has an obligation to redeem her. If she was kidnapped for ransom, he has to pay the ransom. Now, so if the husband could eat the fruits, yeah, he said, okay, listen, I'm getting an income from this lady. Therefore, I agree that when she gets captured, I'll ransom her. Okay? So that's the reason why the Chum allowed. But the Gemara says, a father is going to redeem her anyway. The father, it's an unconditional love. The husband couldn't be bothered. So he says, Ala'ai ma'i kamemet, mimnav leparik. He's not going to redeem her. But la'vi lachi parik is going to redeem her anyway. Okay? So he said, this is the explanation. Why, in other words, like this, it's really the girl's field. Right? So really, not the husband, not the father should be able to eat the fruit. It's her fruit. Why should they eat it? So it says, I understand the husband, the Chum, made a special thing. Why? Because if not, then he won't redeem her. But the father, he'll redeem her anyway. That's why the Chum hold the father cannot eat the fruits. Rabbi Yisib, Rabbi Yudah Savar, yeah? Of Nami Minimdavli Parik, the father will also not redeem her. Why? He says, Savar Kisa Nikitaloa, she has a purse full of money in her trust, she has all this fruit, right, over the years, Teza Vitikla to go ransom herself. In other words, like this, the Chachomim hold, the father will ransom a kid anyway. The Beis Yehuda says, no, you have to let the father also eat. Why? If the father not eating the fruit, so where's all the money going? To the girl. He says, she has a rich girl, let her ransom herself. So Chama said, the father could do it also, eat the fruit also. But our Mishnah says they can't. Because the father will redeem the girl regardless.
What is the halacha?
Like the Chachamim.
Our Mishnah?
Yeah.